Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Kilroy. Molotov cocktails, I brought a match. Let's play Griffith. Sweet about that,
yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood,
no.
But downtown Cleveland plays really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial, see the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse bound to come
through.
We'll make like my brothers in Cairo.
Yeah.
It's Cashmere
Jackson
through the front door. Tell Mayor Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, they're pastor angels.
The
big cops raised at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Month after, they killed Senator Melissa. I got your ear. You better listen. You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Reload.
Drop me down to at the food. Hot shot. 137 times. Click his dick. 137 rhymes.
Damn.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Nisha.
Nisha.
Mir.
Mir.
That bullshit gon' end this year.
We will.
You get the lift by. You get the ride by. Down dirty music. Instead of fire by. Instead of fire by. Instead of fire by.
We call that homicide. The government goes high. All the time going high. Got you stuck in the ghetto, and you trying to get out. My liberty was looking at my destiny. Was to try. And nobody know what's going on, cause everybody's high. So it's like the person. See it as a perfect time. For you short and high. Look how the game designed. But it ain't a mystery. I got a day. Girl, who's surprised? It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics that cut that cat rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts than more cats and gowns. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat.
Hey,
so you went to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life intervention break the place out. And I know we about to break the space out. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government officials do anything. Now, let me give it to you like this.
Man, Music Activism News, abbreviation, acronym. That's what that MAN stands for, is Music Activism and News. And for those who are looking at this and listening through their computers and all of that, smartphones, you can definitely call in, like these other phone callers who are unafraid to call in and say what's on their mind to the what you're seeing up on your screen, whether it's on your smartphone or your laptop or whatever. You can call in to 646-478-0944. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944, and I'll listen, although we do have a lot of phone callers tonight. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind because you are important. And I'm going to do it like this because I can see right now the way this show is going, I wouldn't even get a chance to do this and let people know. I also see that 216-355 phone number. I'm giving you all a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. And we're going to start at number 10, working our way to the top spot. Number 10, Ohio Entertainment Awards. Number 9, the debut of King Mooter. Number 8, Cleveland State University. They've got hip-hop all weekend long. We'll get into what's going on. Number 7, No More from Rob Cartel. Number 6, HJS Music moving up. Number 5, moving up, Dazog with Connect. Number 4, moving up, Lady Hood Stars. Number 3, moving up, Native Creepin'. Number 2, moving up, Black House Sounds. More on that later on. And number 1, the biggest jump, that Black Man's Army thing. Yeah, 15,550 people heard it in the streets, in the Veterans Day Parade, a few other things, but we'll get to that later on, because that wasn't the best story in the world, for real. How do you throw out a red, black, and green bus anyway out of your parade when you're representing? And let alone the video from Sheriff Kilroy, more on that later on. But like I say, there are so many things, so many people to get to, and I'm thankful for that. So I'm going to go to 216-820. That's 216-820. How you doing out there?
Hey, what's going on there, Mr. Porter, Mr. Man in the Streets? This is Endo Dubsack from Black House Sounds.
Hey, what's going on with you, man?
All right, all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing very well myself. You know what I'm saying? How about you?
I'm doing excellent because I'm pumped and looking forward to this coming Friday evening.
Exactly right. To all you viewers out there, don't forget, you know what I'm saying, November 20th from 7 to 9, you know what I'm saying, East 1999, Cleveland State University, you know what I'm saying, that will be the large room, you know what I'm saying, up in there. So just make sure you there, come on down, and all you will, and I will promise you, you will enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying, because when it comes to the hip-hop, we know what real hip-hop music is, ain't that right? Just like when you was playing that down dirty music, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. We do know that,
you know,
but I have to ask you a question, though. Will you be performing as well?
You best believe I will be performing there myself, the founder, Joe Legacy, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Sheriff Kilroy, DNA, Hurricane Bang, Ms. Nyjah, and
okay.
Don't forget about Brother Bama, who will also be on the tens. And don't forget the homie Sue from Kush Gang. He will also be a part of the show as well.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that, man. I really am. So if you could tell folks once again when all of this is going down.
November 20th, 7 to 9, Cleveland State University, in the main classroom. Don't forget the address, East 1899. You know what I mean? Come on down there. Have fun.
Man, I appreciate that, and I hope you'll hold on to the line because I think you're going to enjoy a lot of what we did with on tonight's show and some of the music that we get the chance to play.
Oh, trust me. I've never been disappointed before. I won't be disappointed now.
I appreciate that. My man, Endo Dubsack, representing Black House Sounds. And, you know, this is going to be one of those fun type of shows. Like I say, I want to give a heads up to that 216-804. I'll be coming to you shortly. But I also want to throw out there, talking about Cleveland State University, it feels so good and thankful to be a part of that Black Studies Advisory Board, because the following day, the Black Man's Army will be using the same room of large room 136, Cleveland State University's main classroom building, 1899 East 22nd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114, for the Good for the Hood community-sponsored holiday food drive party, HJS Music, making sure that DJ Dollar Rock is on hand, and we'll be collecting non-perishable food items to benefit local families in need on Thanksgiving Day for November 26, 2015. So for more info on donating or artists looking to perform, you can contact HJS Music at 216-205-7967. That's 216-205-7967. And you all wonder why I keep saying and telling people, hey, you might want to write down certain things or get something handy to take in some information. 216-804. You've been on for a little bit. 216-804. How you doing? 216-804.
Hello?
And I know what... Yep, you on. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's on your mind this evening?
Just calling in on this station. This is my first time on here. Actually, I'm here on here for Lady Hood Star.
I have them queued up already. I already have them queued up, and I'm just proud that I'm gonna say this before I go and take another phone call, and I hope it gets back out to them in some form. That I've always told people that I thought the hardest job in the world is to manage or to watch, like, lady artists as a group, because sometimes they seem to either have conflicts or they don't make it. But I'm just thankful to see them represent the city and still go strong after all these years. So thanks for calling in and hold a line, because we got something for you.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I'm giving people like a little bit of a warning that I will be coming to some people on the phone line. So I will say that the 216-703, I'll be coming up to bother you shortly. But I do want to say that one of the reasons we started out with the song Music to Ride By is just because that song was done out of frustration. But I want to let people know that there is a Fire Brelo protest at 12 noon. Fire Brelo protest at 12 noon. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, at the steps of Cleveland City Hall, East 6th Street and Lakeside. East 6th and Lakeside. Why? Because Michael Brelo has to go. I mean, the whole world, including Cleveland, knows it's the truth. Brelo has to be fired and has to go, because it was a disrespect. It was a disrespect, and it would be to all of us in the community to let this fool, this idiot, this nutcase back on the streets of Cleveland as a police officer. And right now, the city of Cleveland, they're having personal hearings to see should he get his job back. Now, we know the court system. We know they failed us once. But will Michael McGrath, our safety director, fail us a second time? And also, while I'm on to giving little bits of information here and there, I do want to let people know also that should you choose, there happens to be a show that goes by the name of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which airs Thursdays at 3 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. And since I'm giving out information along the like, Black Man Army meetings are on Wednesdays, 5:45 p.m., followed by the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings that are at 7:15 p.m. at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection at the Resource Center. Now, this Thursday, 10 a.m., it is the holiday grocery giveaway. So I just wanted to let you all know that in advance. So as I move down the phone line, I do believe I promised to take a phone call from 216-703. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to check on 216-703. How you doing? 216-703.
Hold on. Black House Sound, what's up with it, man?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. What about you?
You doing good, yeah. Well, I want everybody to know about the show coming up this Friday, 7 to 9 o'clock. Come on through. Check out the folks that's about to come in and just do their thing. But other than them folks, you know, the man out in the street is going to be there performing. We already know that. We got Endo Dubsack, DNA. We got Bang, Nice. We have special guests coming through, Bama, and Sule, Wall Street. And once again, the main show, the main commodity, the main deal, Black House Sound. You continue, and people been paying attention throughout the months. You continue to hear us for positive music all the time. You always hear my voice, and that's Joe Legacy Motley. So I want you to understand this won't stop. It's going to get more sophisticated. But we need y'all as fans to come on through and help this process be complete. So if you listening tonight, and you want to go ahead and call in and say that you coming to the show, we'd love that. Or if you just listening, you want to call in and just talk about what's going on in Cleveland, we'd love that too. Just support the man out in the streets. Once again, Black House Sound, Joe Legacy. Nothing but love. Thank you. I'm out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we played something from Black House Sounds earlier. You never know what we might get into shortly. I'm looking at the 216-209 phone number. I do want to get into a part one of a story. I can get into it part two in just a little while after I take another couple of phone calls. Let's start out with part one and just say, you know, 2 weeks ago, and I'll bring it up to date, but it's always like blame the victim. Great job, Tim McGinty. Great job. You know, the Democratic Club, a couple of weeks ago, a few of the Democratic clubs got together and they sponsored the Cuyahoga County, Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty's speech at Fairview Park event. Now, when asked about the grand jury process concerning 12-year-old Tamir Rice's death by police, and that Samaria Rice, Tamir's mom, and her attorney asked him to recuse himself, you know, step down, and appoint a special prosecutor, Tim McGinty said they waited until they didn't like the reports they received. They're very interesting people. Let's leave it at that. And they have their own economic motives. McGinty even said there's a leak. He knows where it's coming from, and he'll deal with it. Now, attorney Sabota Chandra said he was shocked on the prosecutor going out of his way to insult a grieving mother and questioning her motives. Since when do prosecutors not deal with leaks immediately? That is why the following day, McGinty said he never criticized or questioned Tamir's mother's right to grieve in any way and has continuously met with her. Now, McGinty questioned her motives the night before, but said he didn't. Never mind. Even the Rice attorney said the prosecutor's motives were bizarre. Now, Prosecutor McGinty says he's working with the family. Yeah, getting professional police experts is working with the family. I'll do a part two of that in just a few minutes because, really, this is one of the most interesting things that I've seen. But I would like to take the time to let people know that you can use the number 646-478-0944. Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Tunes Music with Music Biz 101, my man Emax the Image, and that same phone number of 646-478-0944, sometimes Wednesdays, sometimes Thursdays, my man E-Max is on 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and he in the mindset deals with the businesses going on out there. They try to break it down to an easy-to-follow guideline. You know, speaking of easy-to-follow guidelines, because you've been on so patient, 216-209, how are you doing out there?
I'm good, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's going on, brother?
We got a lot of things together. First and foremost, I want to say shout out to Lady Hood Stars for coming through at the best showcase and getting runner up.
Right.
And we hope that they come back out to the next one. Then we're going to pop off in 2016 year. We're looking forward to them coming back and get, you know what I'm saying, get the next one up, the higher up, the crown. You know what I'm saying? So we want to see a progress story out of this. You know what I'm saying? People who really benefit from what we're trying to do around here. And for all those who don't know, we help people get free music videos at the Grog Shop. And if you want to take a look to see what our videos look like, you can go to tune in to YouTube at Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. And, I mean, it's a slew of videos on the channel. It's about a good 10, maybe a 12 or 15 of them sitting up there. You're going to take a look at the quality and everything, the script and how well they script and everything. Out of 10 videos, we our number all together is 37,400. So, I mean, we well known out here as far as, you know what I'm saying, the social media network area or whatever. So you guys can just tune into that. And you can catch me at John Allen on Facebook as well, so.
Okay. You say your name is what on Facebook again?
John Allen. When you see a shirt and tie guy with glasses on as a profile pic, looking real professional, that's me.
I got you, and I respect you 100%. It has been an honor and a pleasure to definitely work with you, brother.
Oh, man, same here. And I want to go on here and say we got that Coast to Coast mixtape coming up pretty soon. And it's going to be on blast for a lot of artists that was out there at the showcase. And, you know what I'm saying, and any other artists that want to try to come up and get in, too, we're going to offer the same thing for our next showcase, $20 mixtape slot. So we're going to put it together in the same package as the next show when the 2016 year come in. And once again, Al Porter will be your host.
I thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm definitely looking forward to continuing on this nice business working relationship. And definitely hold a line, because I know I got an artist I'll be playing that you will definitely appreciate.
Oh, yes, for sure.
No problem at all. You know, the one thing that I can say up front is that I appreciate everyone who takes the time to listen online, even those who don't choose to call in. If I ever say something and you say, wait a minute, he got to me one time, I want to speak again, you can always do your best to hit the one key if you didn't early on, or you can hang up the dial back in. But if I have a lot of phone calls, don't be that upset with me, because sooner or later I might end up having to tack on more time here and there. But I promise you, I'm getting all these phone calls tonight, and I'll be getting to that 216-370 phone number shortly. I'm looking at a 216-337 phone number and a 216-355 phone number. Anyway, I do want to go to part two of what I started. And the part two part comes up where recently, and it's all in perspective, where Samaria Rice, Tamir's mom, spoke about a disagreement with McGinty's version. Since the very beginning, she says she never said money, just that the two police officers be charged. And she also stated she's been consistent the past year on justice for her son. And with McGinty's bias, actions, and statements, that he should remove himself from the case. She also spoke on speaking to presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton and the United Nations. And that after her son died, she was thrown into this situation and had to educate herself quickly on political issues, which I find is very, 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 very interesting thing to take into consideration. Now, the side note, recently, Tim McGinty, our Cuyahoga County prosecutor went out and had legal counsel, independent experts. So you have to look at the fact he had a pro-police FBI agent, Kim A. Crawford, and a Colorado prosecutor, S. Lamar Sims, who claimed the city police did their job, constitutional-wise, but never went over city charter. And some experts now here, they hear the same thing everybody else is hearing. But this is what I'm thankful about. A group of rabbis, pastors, and others, including Reverend Colvin, Olivet Institutional Baptist, Reverend Myers from New Mount Zion Baptist, Rabbi Nosanchuk from Ansei Chesed Fairmount Temple, Reverend Chalker, University Circle, United Methodist, Reverend Cherry from the Unitarian Universalist Society, they held a press conference and spoke on Tim McGinty's actions and statements throughout the Rice investigation, raised doubts about his willingness to pursue justice without prejudice, which has a loss on integrity of how the case is being handled, which erodes trust in the criminal justice system and those sworn to work on behalf of the public. They even said McGinty must step down off the case, and one said he must go, leave office. Now, Tim McGinty, in showing that he's an ass, an entire one, ignored what the community called for and went to Ken Katsaris, the use of force expert who testified at Brelo's trial. And Tim McGinty used this expert who ruled the shooting is objectively reasonable. Layman's terms, good shooting. I'm going to go to the phone line after letting people know that you can. And this is where I just let people know other shows that they can always promote themselves. So you can Facebook or Blog Talk, The Gambit Radio, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Bored and Restless Miss Contagious Radio. They've always looked out for what's going on. And like I said, I just appreciate people who do tune in and check out what's happening. I thank you all very much. I'm looking at that 216-370. You've had to put up with me for too long. How are you doing out there?
Hey, I'm Porter. This lady is stars.
FBI fan, Ms. Jackson. What's up, Al Porter?
I'm doing great. I mean, I'm going to say it like this here. You all put out a killer performance at the Best of the Best Volume 2 a couple of weeks ago, and that's all I can say. You all, like, just got down on the stage, just like you all had one of the strongest performances at the Agora a few months back. I'm proud of you all. That's all I can say. I'm proud of
you.
What's going
on
with you all?
We appreciate it.
Oh, that's hey, I got to tell the truth on that. And I have to ask you all, how is it you all have been able to last in the business so long?
Well, right now, we just now coming out of artist development. We working on a mixtape and an album. So our mixtape will be coming out pretty soon. We really don't have a deadline for that yet. But it will be sooner, probably the beginning of next year. I don't have a date on it. We don't have a date on it yet. But it will be posted on our Ladyhood Stars Facebook page soon as we get a date available.
Yes,
our
Facebook page is LHS.
Okay. Yeah, you might as well definitely give out all your information now. We're ready for it.
Oh, yeah. So we have LadyhoodStars at gmail.com. We have our SoundCloud. If you type in LadyhoodStars, all our music will pop up on SoundCloud. We're actually uploading more tracks on there as well. We have our Instagram page. You can actually go to Ladyhood Stars. You type in LHS on our Instagram page as well.
Nice. I have to ask you all. Oh, go ahead.
We on Facebook at LHS, and Twitter is Ladyhood Stars with a Z.
Now that you all are that busy, I want to ask you all, because I want everybody out there all over, international-wise, to hear, How long have you all been together? What brought you all together as a group?
We've been together since, well, me and her sister, so we've been together since she was born. We've been doing music since 2007, and we remember we was a group of three, and that was just me and her.
Right. And you all have been vibing so well, because you all, I think you all killed everybody from the newer heads to the older heads like myself. When you just came out of nowhere with that Sir Mix-a-Lot style, I was like, oh, wow. And you had everybody rocking from the beginning to the end. So what goes into your, like, because it looked like you all practiced. So what goes into practice, routines, and all that?
Well, we basically do everything together. So it's like when she write it and we sit down and we get it together, plus our manager, she on the phone too. With her help and our producer, they turned us into, I don't know what to call us, what they turned us into, but we got a good team behind us now. We never had this kind of team before. Like, we got a good team.
Al Porter, it's your girl, Miss Cinnamon, Spice It Up Entertainment. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I really am. Now that I'm hearing your voice on there too, you can chime in and add whatever it is you want to add.
Well, I just want to say we truly appreciate you, and we appreciate the support that you have been giving these young ladies. These young ladies work hard, Al Porter, and they got it. They got it. They're willing to learn. They're what, you know, and they have patience. And, you know, patience is a virtue in this entertainment business. And
yes.
And you got it.
I know you're still there, right?
Yes.
All right. So with that, patience is a virtue. I'm going to ask you, at least you, Miss Cinnamon, because you have worked with some different artists here and there, and if there is something you can share with people, because you've always been like an easygoing, easy person to work with, and I've noticed that you've also been tough, and some people couldn't take it. They cracked and they ran the other direction. So in your eyesight, what can artists do to better their relationship with managers and stuff like that? Because since I've seen you with Lady Hood Stars, I can tell one thing. It's been business, and at the same time, it's been like hard work, and I can see the achievement.
Well, first, you know, I appreciate you recognizing my experience in this business. Yes, I have been doing it for 8 years. Yes, I have managed different artists. You know, and the first thing I ask people when they come to me and they want to meet with me and they want me to manage them is this a hobby to you, or is this a job? And or do you consider yourself as an artist or a rapper? Because there's a difference between the two. An artist is doing this for longevity. A rapper is doing this for a hobby. And you got to be what you want to be.
Oh, wow. That's like so much knowledge that you just dropped. I know people better have gotten something out of all that was just said. And I want to know from you if you can add in, like, contact number, or not number, but contact information, how people can get a hold of you as well. And I want to put it out there before you put out that information. Only serious inquiries only. Now go ahead.
Exactly. Okay, Cinnamon, you can contact me at 216-404-8690. That's 216-404-8690. You can check me up at spiceitupent.com. We are on Facebook at spiceitupent. We are also on Instagram at spiceitupent. Spice it up, ENT.
I appreciate that so much, and I'm looking forward to continuously watching you all move on up the food chain, and I definitely will be playing something for Lady Hood Stars shortly.
Yes, yes, and Lady Hood Stars, man. Shout out to Lady Hood Stars. Man, great, 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 great group of girls and very talented. So be on the lookout for them. Mixtape coming soon. Album coming soon. Just know it's coming.
And more shows, Al Porter. We're trying to do that Coast to Coast Live January 16th if they come into Cleveland. We trying to do that show too as well.
I then I know one thing. I don't expect you all to be trying. I know you all will be doing, and I thank you all definitely for calling in.
Thank you all for thanks for having us on here. We really appreciate
thanks for
it.
Having us.
You know
no
you've been
problem.
Working with
hey.
You for a long time, Al Porter.
Hey, that's why I can recognize when I see artists doing something, I'm thankful. So that's no problem at all. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. That was Spice It Up ENT along with Lady Hood Stars. And, wow, we got the queens in the house. We had the kings in the house. I'm looking at 216-337. I'm going to do everything I can to get everybody on the phone line. So that's how we'll start it off with 216-337. How you doing out there?
Hello there. Al.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm well. Thanks, Al. Jesus, so much going on. I do plan to see you tomorrow at noon in front of the City Hall to fire
yes,
Brillo.
Sir.
To fire
oh,
Brillo.
Yeah.
Why is
yes.
he even being considered? It's like, oh, it's a no-brainer, but people got to be down there because this city is so stupid. They could put a $16
yeah.
million dollar chandelier over East 14th Playhouse Square, and they can't spend any money on the people to keep this city vital, and they want to hire some killer cop again, some wacko killer cop, and, oh, how do we even let him get acquitted? This is like, what is wrong with Cleveland? Cleveland is Russia, you know, 30 years ago. I don't understand it. So, definitely. Please, whoever's on this call, I hope to see you tomorrow at noon.
Please.
And then we got Tamir Rice's anniversary of his death.
Yeah.
3:30 on Sunday. And LaTanya Goldsby has asked for everyone to come at 3:30 or 3 p.m. to the Injustice Center of Cleveland, Ohio, and stand for Tamir Rice. And
okay.
And now that it got turned over to the grand jury, the grand jury has actually called the officers to be heard, right? Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Tanya put that
yes.
out.
And
it's
that's
like
beautiful.
That's unprecedented. That's unprecedented. Usually they don't be calling the killers to the grand jury. So why are they getting to talk? Go ahead.
I was getting ready to say, it beat what I thought was going to happen. I'm not entirely thinking that, and it's sad to say that they won't just be exonerated. I was surprised that they even called them in to talk or do anything because at the
right.
rate that McGinty made it, he made it so easy, they didn't even have to do that. They could have just said, next,
yeah.
you know, so
yeah.
go right ahead, though.
Yeah, yeah. McGinty's making these guys gods. I mean, Prosecutor McGinty, his office is paid for by the police unions, and we need
yes.
to get him out. We need to get him out. But he has brought in expert witnesses from around the country to say that this is a justified shooting of a 12-year-old.
Yes,
And now he wants to say that Samira Rice is economically want to get an economically advantaged because her son was
yes.
killed by the state, because the state
yeah.
massacred her son. What am I don't want to say the word I'm thinking of. Get this guy out. We got a rally and shut down City Cleveland. Goodbye,
you
Cleveland, because you are racist, mother. Stop me.
I was going to let that one go because you're absolutely right. And I was just, you know, out of all of this, I was just thankful to see at least a few pastors get up there and say
yes.
that this is
Thank
so
you.
Wrong. So
finally.
I was thankful to finally see them get up, yeah, finally get up off their behind
well,
and
yeah,
say something.
Yeah, yeah, so they put a fire up in their butt. All right, Al, I'm gone. I'll see you tomorrow at noon, okay, brother?
Yes, sir. And
thank you
very much. That's my
All
brother,
right.
fellow activist, freedom fighter, Brother Don. Before I go to that 216-355 and that 216-486, sometimes you do get a chance, far and few between, but you do get a chance to get out and have a little bit of fun. But I want to tell people that tonight, 1 a.m., WCSB.org, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. Sometimes they'll slip some hip-hop in there on you, and they also slip hip-hop on you Saturdays at midnight on 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time. That's WCSB.org, 216 Radio. You can let certain people know that you heard it from here. Hey, that doesn't bother me one bit. I also want to take the time to give a big shout-out to Cleveland State University's Black Studies, Prester Pickett, who had a great social documentary play. It was called Fragmented. It was nice to see Sister Sonja Smith-Clemens make it there as well. And I was definitely recognized to be a part of that panel. And also, the guys' night out, as H-Jazz Music took King Mooter, Man in the Streets, Black Man Army, to the best in series, Boxing 4. Shout out to Annette Redding, Mike Calhoun of the Daz Band, and others who made it out there to the Masonic on Saturday night. And I definitely just want, like I say, next week I'll get into surveillance cameras that are not working. I'll also get into how the red, black, and green bus got pitched out of the Veterans Day parade last week. It's very interesting, but I'm not going to take the time for that now because we have a lot of other issues to get into, and our phone callers, which are very important, like the one who's been waiting for a while at that 216-355. 216-355, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm hearing your voice. What's going on with you?
This is Yvonne, of course, and I'm just checking in because I didn't even know you were on here. Someone called me, your previous caller, told me that you were on the radio tonight, so I thought I'd give you a shout from the fabulous females over 50 and the Sis Stars to Sis Stars group. I offer you greetings. And I want to tell you from another faction that there's a group of other pastors that are doing something. Tomorrow they're having a press conference to announce a week of nonviolence. They're asking that all of the factions lay down their weapons for a week of nonviolence through the week of Thanksgiving. We should be thankful for something. Let's be thankful for nonviolence during the time period of November 21st through November 29th. And all the mothers in that group are asking that you come home for dinner on Thanksgiving Day. And if you don't have a home to go to, why don't you stop down to see Pastor C.J. Matthews at 7510 Woodland Avenue for a Thanksgiving Day service and meal at noontime. So, during the week of nonviolence, go home for dinner. Lay your weapons down. If you don't do it for anyone else, do it for the mothers in your life.
Thank you so much for that, because I can say one thing.
What's that?
I can tell that you're working behind the scenes, but you have been greatly missed because no matter where you would show up throughout the years, you always have a soothing and calming presence. And a lot of people respected you, include myself, because you may have been no nonsense, but you always brought love and respect with you. And it's so good to hear from you.
I thank you so much. And I'm going to get off here so somebody else can make a call in.
All right. Thank you. Good night. That is, of course, our griot, poet extraordinaire, grand speaker, Yvonne. It's so nice to hear from her. Before I go to that 216-486 phone number, just something that I wanted to get off my chest. Playwright Katori Hall, national playwright that is, isn't happy right now. Her national play, The Mountaintop, which chronicles Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s the evening before his 1968 assassination. Now, Katori Hall, again, you know, she's the one who wrote the play, isn't happy with Kent State and director Michael Altman, who cast a black and white actor to play the role of King. Now, the director said he wanted to explore racial authenticity and ownership, create discussion, show King's wish that we all be judged by the content of our character and not the content of our skin, or not the color of our skin, that's better. And the contrast of King's message from two actors from two different backgrounds. Now, because of this, Playwright Hall has written a new stipulation that anyone playing the role must be black or African American, unless she otherwise agrees. Now, that sounds petty. I mean, it does, unless you make an argument that black people need to be in as many positive roles that we can, especially a role written about a strong, positive black leader, especially with the negative images that are put out there. But let's take it a step further. You know, since I am a member of the inner city Republican movement, maybe my Republican counterparts, some Democrat friends, wouldn't mind if I played the role of Ronald Reagan. Rest in peace. You know, President Ronald Reagan. I mean, the Ronald Reagan early mid-80s version, where he allowed crack to be brought to America via the CIA to back up the Iran-Contra, well, the Contra rebels during the Iran-Contra scandal. Maybe I'll get Old Dog to play Oliver North, who ended up testifying to Congress on how Contras, rebels, were able to bring crack into our cities. You know, I think I can act. I think I'd make a very good Ronald Reagan. I can't remember. I can't remember. Maybe I'll even get a chance to play the Pope. I'd like to play the Pope. Kind of makes certain people feel uncomfortable, huh? But I think I can pull it off. But just think how some of us would feel with, and you got to think, just think how some of us feel with a white Martin Luther King. Now, I wonder if the Jewish community would like Marquisha playing Anne Frank's Diary. Maybe Asians would like a white Bruce Lee. Just something to think about. As I go down here and check out this phone caller, I'm going to the 216-486. Please don't be mad at me. 216-486, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm
okay.
Just calling to let you know that the Inner City Republicans event tonight was very successful.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I did end up reciting the poem written for the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to use at the rallies in Montgomery, and it went over big, and I've been asked that in the future they want me to, they're having a dinner someplace, and Mrs. Golden said, and she would like for me to recite it.
Oh, wow.
So everything
That's
turned out
deep.
Successful, and thank you very much.
No problem. Oh, you're welcome. As a matter of fact, maybe sometime, I'll tell you what, by next week, if it's not handy, call in and recite the poem for the people.
Oh, I'll be glad to do that.
All right, thank you.
I'll do that, sir.
No problem. At least we
All
know
right.
you'll be using the 646-478-0944 number again
yes.
next week. So thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. You know something, it's been a good one right now because I heard from a couple of ladies who called in. I heard from the group Ladyhood Stars. I heard from the lady who's running Spice It Up ENT. Tell you what I'll do. I'm going to shut my male mouth up and play something from Ladyhood Stars, who was like second. They were like the first runner-up. They came in second place at the Best of the Best. Volume 2. So let's hear my city. Let's hear something from Ladyhood Stars.
Where we come from, they know we got guns. Down the way, finest, our niggas, we're ready. No, we do not run.
Hell no, we don't run.
We going off this Henny, can't help the smoke loud. We do this for fun.
We do it, we do it.
We got these hoes hating, don't wanna see us make it, cause we don't fuck with them.
Hey.
We in my city, if they know where we come from, they know we got guns.
They know we got guns.
Count away, finest our niggas, we're ready, no, we do not run.
Hell no, we don't run.
We don't up in panty, can't help us smoke loud. We do this for fun.
We do it, do it.
We got these hoes hating, don't wanna see us make it, cause we don't fuck with them. I'm high off this life.
Off
this team,
yeah.
I'm so fucking gone.
For where I begin,
I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone. I'm not going home.
No, no. This nigga keep blowing up my phone. Leave me alone, leave me alone. These niggas don't understand. A bitch out here to get it. I'm
These bitches don't understand that I'm out here to get it.
I'm out here and I'm
getting it. So please get out your feelings, girl. I don't want your niggas. Ain't fucking that nigga. He wasn't talking money.
Hell no,
so he can stay with you. Hey, hey, I got all these hoes mad at me. Broke ass bitches, so they should have been glad for me. Yeah, I hustle at the bottom, now I'm grinding to the top. So why all these bitches mad at me? You know this shit ain't new, bitch. Your shit ain't new. Every time you come through, when you come through, get them to the same old bitch. But I come with new shit when I come through. Down the way, four tray, down the way, four tray. On my case, niggas stand up. We got big guns, got them, got big guns. Gotta put our hands
up.
A weak nigga came down. It's another man down. We call it man down. He would never man up. A weak nigga came down. It's another man down. We call it man down. Now he would never stand up. We live in our city. If they know where we come from, they know we got guns.
They know we got guns.
Down the way, finest our niggas. We're ready. No, we do not run.
Hell no, we don't run.
We going off this Henny. Can't help the smoke loud. We do this for fun.
We do it, do it.
We got these hoes hating. Don't wanna see us make it, cause we don't fuck with them. They know where we come from, they know we got guns.
They know we got guns.
Count away, finest our niggas, we're ready. No, we do not run.
Hell no, we don't run.
We come up in panty, can't help the smoke loud. We do this for fun.
We do it, do it.
We got these hoes hating, don't wanna see us make it, cause we'll fuck with them.
Justin.
I tell my niggas, don't worry about it.
No.
I tell all my niggas, don't worry about it. We gon' need good,
yes.
Yeah, we gon' need good,
yes, yes.
We gon' need good,
yes.
Even if only
we
got it. Hey. I tell my bitches, don't worry about it.
Hey.
I tell all my bitches, don't worry about it. We gon' need good,
hey.
We gon' need good.
Yes,
we gon'
yes.
need good.
Yes,
even if only got it. They good or they mad.
They mad.
This year can get good or get bad. Come through my hood, better carry heavy weight.
Hey.
Cause the news gon' be sad.
It's sad.
Them niggas that really got it.
Yeah.
Them niggas don't brag.
Don't brag.
Trust when I say,
hey.
You don't wanna see how my niggas get mad.
Play
stupid if you want to,
hey.
But my niggas come through, just know they got them things on them. We let shots fire, yes, we let shots fire. We ain't scared to make it rain on them.
Hey.
In real, count them bodies,
yeah.
Your rich ass looking body.
Fuck.
If you think my hood a motherfucking bluff, nigga,
uh-huh.
We get tools on deck, heavy metal stay strapped. For
hey.
Anybody feel the need to play it rough, nigga. All my niggas got them things tough. Fuck that, down the way, put them things up.
Woo.
Any nigga move from make the things up.
Fuck.
A broke nigga gon' try you cause it's propped up.
Hey,
all my niggas got them things tough.
Fuck.
Fuck that, down the way, put some things up. Any nigga move from make the things up. A broke nigga gon' try you cause it's propped up. Yay.
And shout out once again to Lady Hood Stars. Wow, moved up real quick. Debuted last week, moved up. And I just want to take the time to let people know, like I'm supposed to, if there's anything else going on, any other contacts that can be made, contacts to be made would happen to be whohasthepowerradio.com, or you can Facebook them. They always have something that's very, very interesting. And also, Kicking It with KimMileOutRadio.com. That's on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And as I move myself on over, our website just happened to be blackonblackcleveland.com. You can always Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also get a direct contact with that 216-804-7462. Although I would ask you, do not call me until the show is done tonight. Thank you so much for that forewarning. And I also want to let people know that December 5th will be our next hip-hop workshop, established January of 2004. So over 10 years we've been doing this. And that will be happening at none other than Cleveland State University, large room 136. and it'll be from 2 to 6 that day. But for those who want to be involved, it's the Inner City Republicans present a best hip-hop rap contest, and 6 different things that has to do with that. You can rap about the free market economy, strong family values, educational excellence, faith, community, and diversity, effective government, protection for voters. Definitely, that is something that you could definitely be a part of and earn a cash prize. Definitely free to enter. There's a 216-804-7462 phone number. Don't you call that number until this ends tonight. Thank you. That's a double thing on that number. Before I leave out of here, I just want to give a shout-out to some people from the University of Missouri. Because, you see, the University of Missouri president and chancellor left, quit, stepped down over racial tension. See, President Tim Wolf stepped down, and hours later, the top administrator, Chancellor R. Bowen, stepped down. Now, for months, many months, black student groups had protests, complained, boxed the president's car in, demanding President Wolf deal with the racial slurs and other slights that this 79% white college was doing to them. A graduate student was in the midst of a week-long hunger strike. But what happened? 30 black football players said they weren't going to play until the president left. And he did. Why? Because no football means no scholarship money, no uniform sales, no TV time, no TV money, no top prospects, no bowl games. Those football players were smart to mess with the money flow. And I'm proud that they stood up because, like I said, they got 2 people to leave. And, you know, it's very interesting that from 6th through 12th grade in school athletics, they teach getting and maintaining good grades and citizenship. And I'm glad to see that this paid off as the ball players did what they were taught to. Maybe more professional ball players will stand up to make a difference in their community and the lessons and the examples that they go out to set. As a matter of fact, when it comes to that, I just want to say once again, I thank everybody who tuned in. Before I head out, we do have a lot of things that we'll be able to talk about and deal with in the next couple of weeks, especially next week. We'll be able to tell people what's been going on with all of the shows that have come up, especially give a shout out to certain things like different events. One thing that I never got a chance to deal with, although it happened about 3 weeks ago, shout out to Solomon Kane's I Am King concert. They delivered. The doors open as promised. The show was slated to start at 6. Side note, don't plan for your show on a Friday night if the Cavs home opener, which it was a home opener, traffic will tie you down. But it was good because the DJ Coco Z and DJ Straight Stuntin' was there on time. People were there to enjoy themselves, and it was good to see people like King Swisher, Live from the Garage, J. Jig Ciceroy, Trap Boy, Ohio Kings, the Ohio Entertainment Awards came through. It was real nice. And the ladies that were up there dancing was real nice, too, all different shapes, sizes. So it was a cool show for me. Other than that, I just want to thank everybody who takes the time, like I said, to tune in. If you continue to work together and support each other, hey, there's no telling where we can't go. And the reason that I'm saying that is because the song that I'm about to play, I dedicated to everybody who took the time to call in, everybody who takes the time to stand up against whatever they say. I mean, from listening to Ladyhood Stars, Black Odyssey, Black House, everybody keeps telling you, you can't do this in Cleveland. You can't do that. You can't make money. You can't this. You can't. But there's money here. If you don't believe it, look at our sports teams, even though they're losing a lot of times besides the Cavs. If you look at the Browns and Indians, they still make money. Why can't you? Shoot, we still will buy some of the worst garbage music that's nationwide. So if you're making excellent music, start targeting people and start selling your music. So this song goes out to you all, Against yeah, the Grain.
Ain't ready for, I was watching Rooster Day, ain't ready for me. thinking about Clifton Kent saying,
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
This in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the plot, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie pack, of the near, of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can't hit. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drive, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the great goose. Nothing in the booth, live room. I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers go and lie on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some